Talent is hard to find.
Deal with it.
I didn't partake, and I didn't have a Red Bull either, but I'm a little out of the weather today, so.
Under the weather or out of the weather?
What does under the weather mean? It is out of the weather. Under, wait. Under the weather.
Yeah.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
I was trying to do Hideki Matsuyama, and I think I did another.
Yeah, they played that on the Japanese invasion.
Yeah,
later.
That's...
What's the invasion?
Embarrassing, isn't it?
Norm and Donovan show?
When did they make that the invasion?
Well, remember, they were Norm and Donnie, so if they Normandy.
Oh.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
That open could be foreshadowing for today's title bout. Yes, it's time for the e-break, brought to us by Classic BMW. We'll give you the candidates. You get the vote on them. 888-787-1310. Well, these are strange times, and we've had some odd moments here on the air. We've had technical problems. We've had weird discussions. This was a trip, though, this week on Bad Radio, when they brought on Groobs, formerly worked here at the Ticket as a board operator, now working out at the ballpark,
exactly,
playing music and sound effects out at Globe Life Field. Well, Dan and Jake also brought on Dustin, the organ player, and he proceeded to take over their show, play them songs that he thought they would be really familiar with, and he thought he was laying some really great shtick on them. They lost control of the show. This is edited down. It went on for, what, 5 or 6 minutes, Jer?
Easily.
There was so much P1 reaction to this. The very strange moment when Dustin, the organ guy, took over Super Bad Radio.
Dude, he's already recorded like 600 tracks for me, so... Dustin's a machine, man.
Did you get Chacarone? There's about 700.
Chacarone? I don't have that one yet.
The old,
not yet, but
okay, spitballing.
I've got the actual
I've got a software on my iPad where I can pull stuff up. And you were talking about perhaps some stuff relevant to other teams that are our opponents.
Other
teams. We're trying to be tactful, but
other teams.
Look forward for another. Another series in the future, you might get this. I'm sure you recognize that one. A little hinder, Jake, lips Jake. Of an angel for the Los Angeles Angels.
There you go, Jake.
Yeah.
So Jake we're trying to be tactful, but we've got stuff in there.
Yeah, I knew it. Jake, I just wanted to see if Jake did. And he kind of
I was
failed.
Waiting on Groobs.
Yeah, well.
You might know this one. I had to pull it out, transcribe it off of YouTube myself, and create my own lead sheet for it.
Jake, you know this one.
Yeah, it's an old classic.
A million times. Groobs, you know that.
Everybody sing along.
Groobs dancing with it.
Probably hasn't been heard at the ballpark in a very long time, and not by organ.
But you're bringing it back.
Too long.
Well, thank you guys so much for joining us today. We look
forward
to,
go now?
To check out your work.
Is that it?
I wanted to tell people how they can get requests and suggestions to me.
Okay,
So if you're adventurous enough to look forward at future home series and at rosters or just have a request you want to hear, we've gotten a lot of those already.
Okay, sure.
I'm on social media, Twitter at Tex Organ Guy. That kind of goes along Chuck's Tex PA Man. Uh-huh. Tex Organ Guy, just send me a tweet and we'll get that in there. Anything you want, if it's too tacky, it's probably not going to make it all the way to game day, but we'd love
great.
To hear from you.
We'll get that handle out there and send Dustin your request. Thank you, Groobs. Thank you, Dustin.
Let's
we'll,
take calls.
We'll talk to you guys soon.
we're not going to carry this over.
Wow. Dan, treat Dustin with full respect on that.
No.
Poor Dustin's trying to throw out some tunes. By the way, that second tune, I do believe, was Big Balls in Cowtown.
Hmm.
The old Bob Wills song.
Yeah, I don't know that song.
Big Balls in Cowtown.
You should have been conducting that interview then, because none of them knew it.
Boy, I think they were also sabotaged by the delay.
Yeah. They had a lot of things working there. And then ultimately sabotaged by Dustin there for a while as he took over the show. All right.
Kind of reminded me of Rodgers and Hammerstein. Remember?
Yeah.
From many years ago here
Whatever
on the ticket.
Happened to him? That was fun.
Eugene. He used to play the organ at the Stars games.
Yeah, he was great.
And he would come on and play the organ on our show, right?
Yes.
He would call in.
And the Hardline, yeah.
Yes, and he had that wild laugh.
All right, there's Dustin the organ guy, candidate number one. Candidate number two, he's back again. Now, if Craig Rosengarten and Rick Arnett, who do the T-Box show, the golf show here on Saturday morning, if they're going to do a live spot about their magazine, Avid Golfer, you'd think they wouldn't even need copy points in front of them, right? It's their magazine. Well, they needed something because this happened.
Let's talk about MyAvidGolfer.com, Craig.
Yes, you need to go to MyAvidGolfer.com because... Don't smile at me. Stop smiling. Go ahead, take it.
No. This is on you. This is your company.
Stop.
I'm not doing anything. You're saying not to laugh, and you're the one cracking up.
The ticket.
There's so many.
Three, two, take a deep breath. This is our spot, so if we screwed up, it only hurts us. Three, two, one.
There are so many reasons to go to MyAvidGolfer.com, and they are rich.
Oh, no, you don't. Oh, no, you don't, buddy. Come on.
I can't do it. Go to break.
There you go. That's from the master, Jay.
There are so many reasons to go to MyAvidGolfer.com. We didn't get one.
Yeah. No. He didn't get to the first one.
Oddly, he paid for that spot.
Yeah.
Yeah, somehow.
And then he cut it short. Just told him to go to break.
Go to bake.
Go to bake on that.
Go to the kitchen again.
Yeah. He had to go to the kitchen to put more mashed potatoes in his mouth.
Hey.
Well.
Let's listen one more time.
Let's talk about MyAvidGolfer.com, Craig.
Yes, you need to go to MyAvidGolfer.com because... Don't smile at me. Stop smiling. Go ahead, take it.
No. This is on you. This is your company. I'm not doing anything. You're saying not to laugh, and you're the one cracking up.
The ticket.
There's so many.
Three, two, take a deep breath. This is our spot, so if we screwed up, it only hurts us. Three, two, one.
There are so many reasons to go to MyAvidGolfer.com, and they are, Rick.
Oh, no, you don't. Oh, no, you don't, buddy. Come on.
I can't do it. Go to break.
There you go. That's from the master, Jay.
And there you go.
The master.
He is the master. And he's candidate number two at Craig Rosengarten. Candidate number three, we get one from the world of television. Now, in this time, we have different broadcast setups. We all have technical snafus from time to time. And apparently this one on Channel 8, it's the first time that Joe Trahan, while doing a sportscast or doing, in this case, a sports story, has had a technical problem. It's more than just the technical problem, though. Isn't the dead air or what we get here or any sort of technical problem, isn't it accented if you have someone who's really enthusiastic going into the story? You know, like they're giving the big lead in and here we go.
It's the definition of an emergency break.
Yes.
Right.
And I think you get that here because Cynthia Zagari, when she takes it from Chris Lawrence and then tries to throw it to Joe Trahan at his house, she is really fired up about high school football, much the way Gloria Campos once was that we still reference. She's really fired up about high school football and this ruling by the UIL. and she couldn't wait to hear from Joe.
And Izzy, this is obviously having a ripple effect on high school athletics, and by that I obviously mean the Big Kahuna football.
Oh, yeah, Friday Night Lights, baby, but big changes are coming. The UIL gave new guidance to districts today, and it appears the rules are going to be different for the larger schools. They're going to have to wait several weeks before they can start practicing. Let's go live now to Joe Trahan. He's at home, and I know you're going to do a great job here breaking down this guideline for football, Joe.
It's like a rant layout here. This goes for a while.
What's on the screen?
All right,
this time?
We are
Joe talking without a working
Joe's
mic.
Audio, but while he figures that out, the new guidelines do lay out the schedule for volleyball, tennis, cross country, and marching band. To get
text.
A link of the changes directly to your phone, all of the stuff that Joe was about to tell you, just text sports to 214-977-6028.
That was a funny word. So we always love that when someone's really – she couldn't wait because she knew that he was going to do a great job.
Uh-huh.
And unfortunately, for the first time in 4 months, Joe's mic was not turned on.
Why didn't she start trying to dub in his voice? She had all sorts of comedic opportunities there.
Yeah, because it was just a single shot of Joe Trahan on the screen.
Just fill in the words.
It reminds me of the greatest ad-libbing I think I've ever seen on a news or sportscast. Long time ago when Chris Berman was hosting SportsCenter on ESPN, he finished his story. Then whoever was next to him, Bob Lee, started delivering the next story. But the camera didn't switch. The camera stayed on Berman. And when Berman realized that Lee was talking, but everybody was just seeing Berman, Berman started just moving his mouth as though he was delivering the story.
Berman was funny.
Genius.
Was funny. All right, well, there you go. Channel 8's Cynthia Zagari and the technical problems. Craig Rosengarten, our Dustin the Organ guy. 888-787-1310. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, COVID boys.
Don't call us that, please.
Nickname. I love you, though. Vaginal slice, born.
Oh, all of that for that.
Great. He's adding conversation now before it.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hello.
Hello.
Get in my red car.
Maybe tomorrow.
Get in my red car.
Maybe tomorrow.
Get in my red car.
Maybe tomorrow.
Baby, go to bed.
Baby, go to bed.
Maybe one of the greatest callback songs ever.
Right. Knowing that he had to sit there and rehearse that with his kid for about an hour and a half just to get that much.
And not even a vote.
Not even a vote, but that. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Am I on IM Radio?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, Jesus, I want to vote for Johnny Ebrick himself, just so you know. Love you, and y'all have a happy key rounder.
Sign off.
And by the way, congrats on your new album dropping, the first one in 14 years for the Chicks.
Yeah, the Chicks, no longer the Dixie Chicks.
They haven't had an album in 14 years?
14 years. That's why I said when George had the story last week, I said the story is really that the Dixie Chicks are still active.
I had no idea it had been that long.
Yeah. More reason than that, too.
14 years.
Wow. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins E-Break?
Hello, Muses.
Hello?
Who's this?
Hello? Hey, this is the bidet-using pirate. Hey!
The bidet-using pirate.
All right, you got to vote for us?
Okay.
Here's my bidet.
Okay, well, just all vote.
Right.
I'm going to vote for the organ guy.
Gosh. That character had the least of any character in the history of the ticket.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
And he's gay. I mean, he's gay. I mean, he's blind.
Okay.
That's Cynthia.
It was a long time ago for Cynthia Zagari. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey, guys. I missed the three. Can y'all replay them?
Nope.
No, we can't replay them all.
What a terrible call.
Hello, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins?
Is this AM Ticket?
Yep.
Could Joe Trahan not hear Cynthia Izaguirre because he was blind or because he was gay?
All right.
Neither.
Neither. His mic just wasn't turned on. I think he could hear her.
They nothing wrong with either of those things, though.
Yes. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, this is Carol Baskin, and I want to vote for, you know, Organ Talk. Thank you.
Just not even trying.
That's a new bit there. Don't even try. Just throw out a voice.
This is Carol Baskin.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Oh, man, you guys are really putting me on the spot here. Give me Rosen.
Thank you. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins E-Brake?
That was I want to appreciate his call. That was kind of funny. You're really putting me on the spot here. Like we called him. That was funny.
Do I have the floor sellers?
Oh gosh, yeah, for like 10 seconds. Back. Just give us a vote.
We go from really funny to not funny.
Okay.
Can I give you a joke and then I'll vote on the cheesesteak?
Okay.
How did Helen Keller meet her husband?
Oh.
On a blind date.
Jer, of all people, you should dump that.
Wow.
And yeah. Cut him off.
Yeah. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins the E-Break?
Dustin Morgan.
I don't think that's his last name, but we'll register the vote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Hello, sports caller. You're on the air. Who wins the E-Break?
Well, you know, I think we're going to have to ride in Jub Jub Chicken Sandwich again this week. Did you guys know Jub Jub's putting out a book? An autobiography?
A book?
He didn't even tell you guys, did he? Yeah.
What's it called?
I heard it. It's going to be called Docking with Dr. Oz, I think it is. Is it the working title?
It's a working title.
Oh, it's a working title. Yeah, you may be right about that.
You love Dr. Oz, don't you, George?
He's great.
So much so that you did some docking.
Just asking. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Rosen, and don't forget to bend and scoop, guys.
Why do all these guys sound like the exact same person?
Yeah. Maybe. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins E-Brick?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
How's it going?
Unbelievable.
This is the time-wasting guy.
What's up?
Yeah.
Are you going to vote? You got any plans?
No, we're not talking about plans this weekend or anything. You vote or nothing else.
Gone. I guess he's gone. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins E-Break?
Guys, I really want to vote, but I missed the three. Can you replay them? Please.
Stop it.
Stop it. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who's your winner?
There's one you might know. No guesses? That devil went down to Georgia. I got another one.
The organ guy.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner. I do believe for the first time ever, Dustin the Organ Guy.
Oh, my gosh. Are we going to hear this again?
He's already recorded like 600 tracks for me, so... Dustin's machine.
Let's hear
man.
The first song.
Did you get Shaka Roan? About 700.
Shaka Roan? I don't have that one yet.
The old.
Not yet, but.
Okay, spitballing.
I've got a
software on my iPad where I can pull stuff up. And you were talking about perhaps some stuff relevant to other teams that are our opponent. Yes, we're trying to be tactful, but
other
look forward for another. Another series in the future, and you might get this. I'm sure you recognize that one. A little hinder, Jake. Lips of an angel for the Los Angeles Angels.
There you go, Jake.
Yeah.
Boy, that
Jake,
we're trying off to be the angels, tactful. Won't it, when they come to town.
Oh, they're going
to
be furious. Yeah, the Oregon guy's going to get reprimanded on that one by Major League Baseball.
He might get suspended. How many wins is that for Dustin?
That'll be his first. He's 115 behind Norman Yoho Hitzkus.
All right, way to go, Dustin.